This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You are listening to CNBC TV18 Market Podcast, powered by Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's fastest growing stock exchange. Well, the handover that we have got from global markets is looking largely mixed at this point. For the US market on Tuesday, after a range-bound session, Nasdaq and S&P recorded minor gains but closed at record highs, while the blue-chip index Dow Jones snapped 3-day gaining streak to close in the red. At stock levels, though, there was some sharp reaction to earnings on both the side. Netflix, Verizon, and United Airlines have surged, while 3M and Lockheed Martin slipped after their quarterly results. Coming to our market, we saw sharp cuts on Tuesday with weakness seen across the board except a few pharma names. And the fall was severe, especially in broader markets. Mid-cap index slipped more than 2,000 points from their intraday high, and the fall for Nifty Bank from intraday high was nearly 1,500 points. And this led to BSE listed companies erasing market cap of nearly 8 lakh crore rupees on Tuesday. At stock level, the biggest weighted stock, HDFC Bank, remains weak. Yesterday, it contributed almost 50% to the fall of Nifty Bank and dragged Nifty by nearly 90 points. Amongst other names that saw selling were PSU companies after a recent run-up. Even at institutional levels, we witnessed big basket selling on Tuesday. FI sold shares of more than rupees 3,000 crore, while the buy figure for DIIs was just around rupees 200 crore. For today, as of now, GIFT Nifty is indicating a start with healthy gains. Keep an eye on companies that will be reporting earnings. Some of them are Bajaj Auto, Balkrishna Industries, Canara Bank, Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra, and TVS. Thank you very much. You are listening to CNBC TV18 Market Podcast.